And it would go there. It had a rod around it, and it seemed to me it had little slits in and out, like children could stand up in it. It would carry a lot of them. And they would ride on the
merry-go-round.
Maybe that's what it was called.
Yeah, but in the old days, did they ever call that a Flying Jenny?
Yes, but we didn't ever have one. The only time we saw the Flying Jenny is when somebody was kind of taking us to the fair. But we didn't have it on our school ground or anywhere around, not even in the community, you know.
I see. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought a Flying Jenny was with just one plank on a pole and it would go around.
Well, it might have been, but I don't remember seeing that.
How did they look at the fairs?
Well, as well as I remember, they looked kind of like this thing that these little horses are on now with the children ride. The horses were not there, but it was something there that would hold them to keep them from falling while they stayed. Somebody operated, I believe, with a lever, and the children would go around.
But you did call it Flying Jenny.
Yes, I think this is what it was called.
And the musical instrument that you play by blowing through it, moving it back and forth.
The harp.
And if they hold it and go this way.
I call that a Jew's harp.
And did you ever hear parents
look,
say...
Well, excuse me, you're going to have to sit down. Now, where you want to sit?
Do I sit here?
You want to sit on the couch? Well, get up there.
Did you ever hear parents refer to toys as play pretties?
Oh, yes.
Is that right? How, mm-hmm. how would they use that, or what would be included?
Rattle for the baby. There were not a variety of toys for children then, maybe a doll and one or two whistles or something for the boys. And they call them play pretty. Take this, this is play pretty, play with this, this is pretty. And that's the way they acquaint the child with it.
Mm-hmm. And when children go fishing, what would they use for bait?
Dig in the ground, get those earthworms.
Now, are they the big ones or are they small? And
Those earthworms would be different sizes, but we get those old big white grub ones too. Mm-hmm. But they use, I believe they use more of the earthworm, you know, the bait, that's what they call them. Mm-hmm. Than they did the good.
Did they ever use those tiny fish that you see in shallow water?
No, not long time ago now. They use them now because I know my son goes out and get what they call top waters or minnows or something, and that's what he uses. Mm-hmm. But now, a good while ago, they didn't use them. They used only those baits.
I see. How about the use of boats? In the old days, did they... ever go out in a boat they might make themselves?
No, they didn't. Really, in the early days, parents were afraid of water.
They were.
About their children, and you couldn't get down to the ponds because they're afraid that would happen to you. Mm-hmm. So we really, in my early life, we didn't play around water. You won't find too many people my age who swim because they've never been exposed to water.
It reminds me, a fellow told me, to bear that out, that the only swimming he ever did was to go, he and another fellow, they were 7-8 years old. They would go in the water about that deep, it's just about 3 feet deep, and they would flounder around, splash, mm-hmm. and they would call that swimming because they were afraid that the deep water would
Yes, I remember I had several brothers. And when we were growing up, after a rain, I remember we had a ditch pretty close to the house, and in that ditch was a dugout place that would hold water. And they would go down to that place if they could slip away, and that's where they would get in and kick. I don't know whether they ever learned swimming or not, but that's what they were trying to do.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only time and way that any of the young people in those days swam.
How about those things that were on the